Well, our first guest today is from the Salvation Army of North Platte. She is Alexa Arnold, and her title is Youth Ministries Coordinator with the Salvation Army here in North Platte. How are you doing today, Alexa?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning, Corey?
I'm doing very good. You got some needs coming up with the summer day camps going to be starting, looks like, on June 1st, huh?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell us what Salvation Army is looking for and the opportunities that this might, you can help fill a need here for the summer camps.
So we're looking for camp counselors. It's Monday through Friday. And specifically what I'm looking for at the current moment is a part-time help, which is anywhere between 20 to 29 hours a week. And then we are also looking for a part-time cook, and that'll kind of be a swing shift, not your traditional swing shift, but you will have about a two-hour break in between. So it would start about 7:30 in the morning, and then would be off by 1:30 p.m.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of taking care of breakfast and lunch then, is your duties on
yes.
that? Okay.
Yep, that's correct.
All right. So have you got all your, full-time counselors in place then for your day camp?
Yes, I actually just hired our last full-time employee, so I'm looking for one more part-time for the camp counselor portion.
So what's expected, because this might intimidate some people, when they hear counseling, they say, in youth, it's kind of intimidating. It can be intimidating. What exactly are you looking for in a counselor?
So our summer is packed full of fun. We actually have a theme this summer, and it's mad science. So every week we have a science theme, and then each day they're going to do a little bit of learning on different things that make up that one theme for the week.
Uh-huh.
So our part-time camp counselors are actually going to basically be a support staff. So kind of think of like a para in the school system. They would be in the classroom helping, being that second set of hands when, a kiddo's in need. Just being there for the kids if they need someone to talk to, being open to listen to them, helping them. We just are trying to create a fun, safe environment where the kids feel safe, loved, and heard.
Mm-hmm. Typically, what's the age group that do you have several different age groups for your camps?
Yeah, we actually can take anywhere from ending kindergarten. So some of those kiddos are five still, turning six this summer. So roughly 5 to 13 is our cutoff age.
Okay. That's kind of helpful to know, too.
Yeah.
And then each week, do you have different age groups, several multiple age groupings during a week? Or you can find, some weeks are the younger kids and other weeks are the older kids? How do you work that?
Nope. Everybody's together. There's 10 weeks. So everybody's together for 10 weeks. And then we do have them separated by age group to make it easier, so that way you don't have, 50 to 75 kids in one classroom at one time. So our classroom limits are roughly 20 to 30 kids per classroom.
Mm-hmm. Basically, sounds like you just need to be, a good listener, and obviously you're helping corral them and get them involved. And, I don't know, does discipline come into play at all in these type of things, or you have to be play the bad guy sometimes?
Sometimes you do, but honestly, for the most part, I kind of step in for that role.
So all right.
They don't really necessarily have to do it, and if it's something that they feel uncomfortable doing, that is what I'm here for.
Okay. I'm just trying to give people, that are kind of, they perk up when they hear counselor and they say, well, that's something maybe I'd be able to do. It'd be kind of fun working with kids, and I think for the most part, kids get a bad rap. I mean, we focus on the negative things, but there's so much positivity going on among the younger generation. And you being a youth ministries coordinator, I'm sure get to see that and are excited about that every year, huh?
Oh, for sure. I grew up in the Salvation Army, so I've seen this program from when it started to where it is now. And I think the biggest misconception with kids is that kids are just naughty. No, kids have big emotions that they haven't learned how to process yet. I mean, think of us as adults. Like,
yep.
We get upset and we blow up, and it's like, we know better. These kids haven't learned these emotions yet, so it's our job to help them and teach them, and that is honestly my favorite part, is just working through those emotions with them and being like, it's okay. Like, we all have those big emotions.
Yeah.
So let's figure out how to cope with them better.
You talk about them. That's a big thing. Encouraging a safe environment is what you aim for, I'm sure, with everyone to feel free to express how you feel. And that's kind of the first part of dealing with what could be put in the negative emotion category, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to get them out, and you got to own them first, and then it's a case of, okay, now that I feel this way, how am I going to respond? Because obviously, you know, negative emotions, or especially anger, can lead you to do something bad. But if you just own up to it, and then you realize you have options, that's a good thing too. Says here on the release, the counselor positions are tasked with providing a safe, engaging, and values-based environment for children by supervising daily activities, building positive relationships, mentoring youth, and helping facilitate recreational, educational, and character-building programs. That's kind of the original intent of Salvation Army when it was founded, right? Was to be have that good spiritual foundation, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, and has that changed much through the years as you've been involved too? Is that still kind of a foundational thing with Salvation Army?
Yes, I think so. I know that there's been, you know, especially in North Platte, there's been a lot of people that say, well, I didn't know you were a church. I thought you guys just offered, you know, the kids or the social service portion.
Yeah.
But no, we are a church, and that is where the foundation comes from.
Mm-hmm.
William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, his goal was to make the church basically domestic missionaries, to go out and spread the word. And that's why it's hard for people to understand, but that's why our officers move every so often, is because they are domestic missionaries.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I didn't even know that you had summer camps, so it's kind of, you know, kind of refreshing to hear that. And around here, we hear Maranatha Camp a lot, and I even grew up attending Camp Maranatha as well. But it's good to hear there's another choice as well that people have. And how many on average, an average week, are you getting as far as number of kids involved?
So our capacity is to have 75 kids a day. Right mm-hmm. now, we're at about 55, I think, is when I counted last night.
Okay.
Enrolled and ready to go on June 1st. But I do have a wait list. Like, that's one thing I want to say, is I do have a wait list. I'm waiting to hire the last couple additional staff so I can get those kids on board, too. But as of right now, what I can take is about 55 kids, and those spots are all full.
Yeah, and that's good, you know, and you don't want to limit it, too. If you have 75 is your limit, and you want to hire enough people that you can reach that maximum amount and get as many kids involved. So, again, let's just go over this, what you're looking for. Part-time camp counselor, and you said 20 to 29 hours per week on that, so you won't be, you know, worn out. Well, I mean, around kids, 20 hours might be enough, but whatever, you don't have to worry, you're not working 8 hours a day, so you got a little time to yourself. And then the day camp cook, you said you got to show up about 7:30 and work till about 1 o'clock.
So, yep, that's correct.
So you're cooking, you're basically preparing meals and snacks for the day, basically, but you get off at 1 o'clock, so you got the rest of the day to do what you want on that. So
Exactly.
That's a good thing. Now, I guess I should ask, is this entirely volunteer, or do you offer any sort of pay for these positions?
These positions both are paid $15 an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. That's something I should have put out there, or asked you right away, because some people are saying,
okay. Gosh,
I especially a counselor, you wouldn't think of paying, but if you get paid as well for doing it, that's a little bit of an incentive to do that. That's great. And then if they're only like available for a few weeks or a couple of weeks, even, I mean, you'd obviously prefer somebody that can make that whole June 1st through August 7th commitment, but are you, they can only give you a portion of that. Are you okay with that too?
I mean, we, at this point, we can make just about anything work. Because when you bring up volunteers, I do have a couple volunteers that are willing to step into the kitchen and help if, you know, need be. And the volunteers kind of have not necessarily the same hiring process, but I do still have to run them through the Nebraska Central Registry check,
yeah,
and their fingerprints being,
yeah,
done.
Yeah, that's just the day and age we live in. Organization, even nonprofits, have to run it through the database and make sure they're not accidentally hiring somebody that has a felony or has something awful on their record. You can't take a chance on that in this day and age, especially when you're working with kids. I know. Well, I'm hoping you get what you need on both of those positions. So we got people, probably a few that are interested and want to check into it and either want more information or they're ready to sign up. How would they go about doing that?
So we have a job listing on pretty much all of the major job search sites, Indeed, the Nebraska Department's website, the AnyWorks website, and then our ADP, and then I also have it listed on the Salvation Army's Facebook page, and then if they still can't find that, they are more than welcome to give me a call at our office, and I can get that email out a link to them, or text out a link, whichever is easiest.
Okay. And your Facebook page, would they just type in Salvation Army North Platte to find that?
I believe so. I'm double checking right now.
Okay.
I'm part of it, but I know that it's
one of those things you use a lot.
Salvation Army. Yeah. Yes, but I don't pay attention to the name.
Right.
Yep, Salvation Army North Platte, Nebraska.
Okay. And on Facebook, do you have a direct link on Facebook for that, or then they just find a form?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, there's the direct link on Facebook.
Okay. And then if they prefer calling, what's your number over there?
It is 308-532-2038.
Okay, 308-532-2038. And yep. Alexa Arnold has been our guest today. Anything else you want to mention in connection with what the Salvation Army is doing? We all are aware around the holidays of the bell ringers and that sort of thing, but anything else this time of year you want to mention besides the camps?
So, two things. I do know we have an extra produce giveaway today that starts at 10, if anybody's interested. We got celery, cucumber, zucchini, or squash, I think, and then lettuce. So that'll be happening at 10 a.m. And then one thing that I'm working on bringing to the youth, because we live in the day of age where electronics are all of the rage, we are actually bringing in a gaming ministry for all of our gamers.
Great.
And that is an awesome thing. And again, if you watch our Facebook page, we just went to a youth youth retreat about 3 weeks ago now. And they had a gaming tournament there, and we won the gaming tournament brought back the, like, gaming trophy, which is actually like a belt, kind of like a WWE-style belt.
Great.
So we have that up in our office right now as kind of like a brag, but we are bringing that ministry here to North Platte for our kiddos.
Well, that's great. You got to meet them where they're at, and that's where they're at. They love gaming, love being on screen. So, okay, we'll hook you in that way, and we'll teach you some good values. So you're better prepared to be out on your own someday, right?
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
I just want the community to kind of have a heads up that that's going to be coming probably about midsummer.
Okay. Looking forward to it, and maybe we'll check in and in the fall sometime and see what you're up to, and maybe make this a regular once a quarter type deal and get updates, because I think people, for the most part, they're kind of aware of it, but they don't know, they don't really got other way to find out what exactly the Salvation Army is doing in our community. So I think it'd be good to check in once in a while and kind of find out the latest thing you're up to. And Alexa,
yeah,
we appreciate
absolutely.
You. Yeah. Lex Arnold has been our guest, Youth Ministries Coordinator here with the Salvation Army in North Platte. And again, go on their Facebook page if you're interested in helping them out during their summer day camp season, which starts June 1st and runs through August 7th. They have positions for a part-time camp counselor and part-time cook as well. So if you're interested, just go on Facebook or give them a call at 532-2038. Alex would be glad to get you signed up and get you a new experience there with the Salvation Army. Appreciate your time this morning, Alexa, and have a great day, and may contact you here in a few months, okay?
Perfect. All sounds right. Great, Corey.
Take care.
You have a great day as
All
well.
All right. Bye-bye.